Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Got a question for Michigan fans. We'll get to this first hour. Of course, it's open line, so feel free to hop on in. 248-539-9797. Great to be with you on a Friday here in Detroit. Big football weekend to preview. Gator, first, we wanted to play this for you because you haven't heard it, and we just figured we were somewhat hopeful that you wouldn't have heard it before you got in today.
Okay.
So we were very pleased. Brian Kelly, who left Notre Dame earlier this week, was it Sunday? It was Sunday, I think. Took the job at LSU. And
that's Louisiana State University.
Louisiana State University. And Marcus Freeman has been named the head coach at Notre Dame and takes over that team for their bowl game or Gator, their playoff appearance, which they could make the playoffs. But Brian Kelly was speaking to LSU fans at a basketball game. So they hand him the mic. We see these all the time, right? New coach speaks at a basketball game.
Yeah, Jim Tressel was famous for it and saying you're going to be proud of our team in 300 and whatever days it was. And we took over at Ohio State.
It's kind of now standard operating procedure. Your coach gets introduced, yeah. and within a week they speak at halftime of a basketball
right,
game.
Right, because basketball season's underway.
Yep. So Brian Kelly did that, and I want you to listen closely to what he had to say, or maybe more importantly, how he said it.
What? What? What?
Didn't take it long.
That's the strangest Boston accent I've ever heard in my life. He's from Everett, Massachusetts.
My family.
My family. He went to college at Assumption University, which is in Worcester, Massachusetts. We know where he coached. He coached at Grand Valley. For years, began his coaching career, not head coaching career, but began his coaching career there in 1987, eventually becoming the head coach there in 1991, left there in 2003 to take over Central Michigan up in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Do you was mean there down, for, down in Mount Pleasant?
Way down south of Mount Pleasant, which is actually north of Grand Valley. Then he moved down south. This is probably where he picked it up.
Picked it up.
In Cincinnati.
You think?
Yeah, because some people in Cincinnati, you know, that's the southern border there. You're right at the border of Kentucky, kind of, right? So maybe that's where he got the accent with the 4 years he spent there. Or it could have been South Bend. I mean, it is. You can't say South Bend without saying South.
That's true.
So, what?
Yeah.
My family. He's been watching a lot of Yellowstone lately.
It was some bizarre hybrid accent.
This guy.
Or as you like to say, was that Cajun?
Yeah, that was nowhere near Cajun. That is like one of the worst Southern accents you'll ever hear.
Yep.
That's like when you get I'm trying to think of an actor whose accent changes during the movie or isn't consistent during a movie, and you're like, all right, come on, man, you're trying to do a period piece. You're trying to pretend like you've got this English accent, and it's just nowhere there.
It's not working.
Like, I don't know, Keanu Reeves and Dangerous Liaisons or something like that, which is not good.
I love it. I love that that's your call.
Wasn't Ed Ogeron from Boston as well?
Ed Ogeron from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes. From Staten Island, right. Ed Ogeron.
No Tiger. Yeah, how soon before Brian Kelly's going, no Tiger.
He goes full Ogeron. Oh.
Hilarious.
Even if he doesn't have the accent, he just says things like you would say from the South, you know?
Honestly, this can happen, right? I mean, you move to a different part of the country or a different part of the world.
You pick up eventually.
Pick up, yes.
Not from moment one.
Half a second.
Like Nick Saban.
Next week, he's going to sound like the water boy.
Exactly right. Totally incoherent. Nick Saban has a little bit of an accent right now,
mm-hmm.
but he's been in Tuscaloosa for how long?
And it's a little bit of an accent.
It's just a tinge, right? You can hear it, but I mean, it's there.
Yep.
But yeah, people pick it up all the time when they move, but it takes months, if not years, to develop that.
Yep.
My man picked it. Well, I wouldn't say he picked it up. He certainly tried to pick it up, trying to curry favor with
it. It's just funny. It's
my wife and I are proud to try some shrimp etouffee. We're gonna get those. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm sorry, guys. I was gonna say Ben something. I don't know. What's some of those? I've been told they're like
never been.
Right? Never. Won't get bent again. I don't know. What are these powdered sugar treats? I don't know what these are called.
Oh, God.
Benoits.
Benegets. Is there a G in there? I don't know how to spell beignet, but yeah. He's a treat, man.
He is a treat.
He's a treat. They're going to hate him. They're going to hate him there.
Yeah, they might.
Well, this is an interesting experiment, you know.
That's a great term. It is an experiment.
I mean, look, Jerry DiNardo coached there.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I don't know where Jerry DiNardo's from. He strikes me as he'd be from the East somewhere, like the New York area.
All
I don't
right,
know.
Saban doesn't exactly have Southern roots, and he was successful there.
He was very successful.
All you got to do is win, honestly, because we speak about cultural fits. Yep. There was no more cultural fit than Ed Orgeron in LSU. And he won a national title.
Yep.
And he's gone a year and a half later.
Year and a half.
So just win. They won't care what your accent is or the cultural fit. I mean, I think Wetzel, our good friend Wetzel, even wrote a story about this. You know, it just win. I mean, whether he's going to win or not, I don't know. But I think it is overplayed a bit that he doesn't have to do the accent.
No, he doesn't have to do the accent.
Baton Rouge.
That's funny you say Wetzel. Dan's a guy who's from Boston, is kind of lost. He hasn't lost it completely. He still has a little bit, and he'll go into it once in a while.
Seriously, I mean, that guy, when I lived in Australia,
yeah.
I started using terms that they use.
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite was Fed Incum, which basically meant no S. Like, you could ask it like a question.
No kidding.
Like, yeah, no kidding. It was people would say Fed Incum, and and girls were Sheilas and all that. I mean, that was these were terms. That you would use.
Come on.
But it was fun. I don't think I ever developed an Australian accent. I was there once for 6 months and once for 2 months. And when I came back, people never said, "Oh, you talk funny now," or anything like that. But
you brought some of the vernacular back.
I brought some of the vernacular back. But I didn't start saying family. Or however the hell he just said family.
Hey, your name's Joey. Isn't that great?
They released, some of that when Kelly talked to his players about leaving, like the day before.
Yeah.
There's footage of that or a video, you know. And he says family, like family.
Like Vin Diesel says?
No, not like family.
Family.
But then the day later, he's like, family. What happened?
In 1 week, he went from family to family or whatever the hell he said. Because that was like, hey, I'm trying. I don't have this down yet, but I'm trying.
Do you think what's going to happen first? That they get sick of him, they're not going to handle him, or that he's going to be like, F this place, man. There are like gators and moccasins and all types of crazy stuff around. What am I doing here? Yep. He's a fish out of water. Is he going to jump again? It's hard to imagine he would, but
money.
He jumped from Notre Dame.
Yep.
He left Notre Dame with an opportunity possibly to play in a playoff.
Well, there is a rumor he's a finalist for Oklahoma.
It wouldn't surprise me. This guy.
Who else? I'm trying to think of another job that's open and he can adopt another accent.
Virginia. He can go. Now we can.
Is there a Virginia accent? I'm not familiar.
Yeah,
with
there kind of is. You know, they fancy themselves being Southern, and yet it's also got like a little bit of Baltimore accent.
It'd be great if Pitt was open.
Oh.
He could take the job at Pitt.
It's great to be part of your family. I love it here in Pittsburgh. We're going to strike while the iron's hot. We're going to play through stove fingers and everything else. If you don't know anybody from Pittsburgh, gets it lost on you.
248-539-9797.
Oh.
How do you say stubbed?
Stoved.
Stoved.
Stoved finger. I'm like, I heard it as a kid. My cousin would say, "Did you stove your finger?" I'm like, "Did I what?" No, man. Like, I think jammed it in something. Oh, yeah, it's stoved. Like, what? Stoved? What? I'm not operating an oven here. What are we talking about?
All right, question for Michigan.
Scott stoved his finger. It was a Scott. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.